Redemption's Quest, The Holy Grail. Book 1, The Sacrifice. Chapter 3, Misunderstandings and New Alliances. Pope Benedict, Faustus, and Selene arrive in Camelot in 6th century Britain, and they face initial mistrust from its inhabitants.
"Halt! Who goes there?"
said a guard.
"And who are you, strangers? What business do you have in Camelot?"
Pope Benedict said calmly, "We come in a peace, we seek the Sir Galahad." And Galahad, overhearing this, quickly showed up.
"Who are these outsiders?"
Selene wasn't bashful.
"We are here to help, Galahad,
to help you understand the Grail's true purpose." Meanwhile, Dinesher arrives in physical form, having previously appeared in a vision to Galahad, and although she believes that she can be more persuasive in person, she's still ineffective. Galahad remains distrustful, skeptical, especially of Selene and Dinesha.
"Now why would I trust a succubus and a pagan demigoddess when we're told to stay away from the likes of you? You should be gone. You should be gone now, back to where you came from."
But Dinesha was firm.
"We came, Galahad, because the Grail's message is universal. It isn't about Jesus or you. It's about unity and healing. And we must find the clues to its whereabouts, because they may be in non-Christian forms. And so if you don't understand them, we might be able to help."
"Are you daft? The Grail is from Jesus. It's right there in the Bible."
And Dinesha sticks to her guns, saying,
"There may also be cultures that used it before Jesus, and, well, there could be clues from other faiths and cultures."
Galahad was doubtful.
"Your words are tempting, but I follow a different path."
Faustus stepped forward, joining the discussion, and said calmly,
"I used to be like you, Galahad. I sold my soul for 27 years of knowledge. I sold it to a demon. I was so headstrong. But an open mind is also a very valuable and necessary thing."
But Galahad isn't the only skeptic. Pope Benedict is as well. Tensions rise between the Pope and Selene, needing Faustus to come over and mediate. Selene, frustrated, says,
"The physical Grail could very well be in a sacred grove, as the pagan texts indicate. Why would you dismiss an ancient source of knowledge and wisdom?"
And Pope Benedict says, condescending, "Oh, so now you are mixing the relics and the pagan texts together. That is a foolishness." "Actually, Your Eminence, many religions incorporate elements from others. It's only natural. There's a term for it called syncretism. We should be inclusive in our search. There's too much at stake not to be." Faustus's mediation highlights the need for unity and understanding, setting the stage for their joint quest.
Remarkably, and despite his skepticism,
Galahad has moved inside to allow the visitors to remain with his camp. As night sets in, the group sits around a campfire, the flames casting dancing shadows on their faces. The air is thick with tension and unspoken thoughts. Pope Benedict and Galahad sit close to one another, their bond forged through their shared beliefs and mutual respect. Galahad says thoughtful,
"You know, Benedict, it's strange to think of you as a pope from the future. But then again, a pope is a pope, whether he comes from this time or another one."
And Pope Benedict says, smiling, "Titles may change, but the essence of our duty remains the same. We serve the same God, Galahad, and our mission is to protect the sacred and guide the faithful." Galahad, with his dirty blonde hair and chiseled features, stares into the fire, contemplating the words of Benedict. Faustus, with his bald head, goatee, and ever-present bow tie, sits across from him. The ethereal Selene, with her green eyes reflecting the flames, sits next to Faustus.
"You make a good point, Faustus, but there's lots of questions. But why are you even with these pagans and demons?"
Galahad points to Faustus and Selene.
"Mingling with them seems so wrong.
And Faustus says calmly, "Well, I'm a Christian, Galahad, but my work often involves understanding and helping those of many faiths. It's through this interfaith dialogue that we can find a common ground and greater truths." Galahad challenges him. "You speak of greater truths, and yet you consort with a succubus and a demigoddess. How can I trust your intentions, Faustus?" Selene interjects, "We're here to help, Galahad. The Grail's message transcends all of our differences. We've come a very long way from a very distant time. We come for the Grail for you, so you can teach it and you can bring unity and healing." Galahad sarcastic says, "Oh, so now it's about unity and healing from a succubus who takes the life force of the people. And also a demigoddess. How can I trust any of your intentions? And you, Faustus, what man would sell his soul at all, let alone for only 27 years? Maybe you should be in hell for a very bad bargain."
Faustus sighed. "Yes, I've made grave mistakes. I sold my soul to Mephistopheles, a demon, for knowledge and pleasure, but I have spent centuries seeking redemption by helping others, and my experience, though dark, has given me insight into the human soul and the divine." Galahad, frustrated, says, "If I didn't know better, I think you are all coming from the other side. The dark sorcerers are seeking the Grail, too, and you seem awfully close to them more than us." And Faustus said calmly, "Galahad, let me remind you of John chapter 4. Jesus speaks with a Samaritan woman at a well, and he breaks social norms of the time. He shows her respect and offers her, quote, the living water. It symbolizes spiritual truth and eternal life, despite their different background. Now, what do you say to that? Because you do believe in the Bible and the New Testament, don't you?" The group falls silent, the weight of Faustus's words hanging in the air. Pope Benedict nods slowly, recognizing the parallel. "Faustus is right, Galahad. The Grail's true power lies in its ability to unite and heal, and we must look beyond appearances and the past of mistakes. If Jesus can show compassion and offer redemption, so can we."
Dinesh speaks up. "Our mission is to ensure the Grail's true purpose is realized, and we must all work together despite our differences to protect it from falling into the wrong hands." Galahad reluctant says, "Well, perhaps I was too quick to judge. If y'all willing to risk so much for this quest, then maybe there is something to your intentions after all than I first believed." And Pope Benedict, placing a hand on Galahad's shoulder, said, "We all have our roles to play, so let us move forward with a faith and a unity." Galahad still has his suspicions, but despite everyone's differences, he realizes there may be a common purpose to protect the Grail. With a grudging acceptance, he nods to Dinesha and Selene, acknowledging their place in the mission. The journey ahead promises to provide dangers, challenges, risks, maybe worse, but together, the seeker's chances at finding the Grail are greatly amplified.